Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A pass first league. And just like last year, you are one DK Metcalf twisted ankle away from having by far the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. And finding a rock solid, legitimate Robin to his Batman was available to you today. And I know that because two teams made those trades and you decided not to. And I'm upset at Omar Khan for that as a Steelers fan. He prioritized other things like day three draft picks for next year. We'll see what those picks turn into. They better help him net some good players, because if they don't, I'm going to be thinking about how he was conservative on trade deadline day.
I think it's a outcropping of their pretty conservative approach to offense, where they talk always about the running game and stopping other teams' running games, and they have their jumbo package, which is their big novelty this year that was born out of an inability at the start of the year to run block really for anybody. And they and Mike spelled it out too in his press conference, and I'm sure it seeped into Omar's thought process. We don't have wide receivers. We have RECs. We have pass catchers.
We have tight ends that can do that.
Running backs that do that.
Yeah.
RECs. So I think the head coach gave away the game in his presser this week by saying it's not just about wide receivers. Broaden your focus. Widen your gaze. We have seven or eight people we like who can catch passes, except for the guy who fumbled at the end of the game doing something very boneheaded. But I think that is the best explanation I can give to you as to why two guys that they probably were targeting went to other teams and the Steelers did not win the sweepstakes.
And you know what? If Roman Wilson had taken a big step, not just in a game or two or in a moment or two, but this year, I would say, okay, they've got the answer in-house. If the tight ends, not just Darnell Washington being more than just a blocking tight end, which that is a developmental success story, but if Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith had shown consistently this year that they produce like number two wide receivers, fine. I mean, you bring up all the time, Kelsey's really Kansas City's number one, or was for years. Yeah, you're right.
But in that case, he's been phased out, though.
I know, but like, I'm just saying historically.
Yes.
Those guys haven't been. Jonnu Smith has been very inconsistent. And Tomlin has described Freiermuth like a niche player that, depending on the type of defense the other team runs, is either going to be in the lineup or not.
I mean, Pat's utilized almost as a specialized, we're in the red zone or we really need to pass and we want bigger guys out there. We trust Pat to be like a weapon, but he's not been an every down player for them offensively. Not even close. Who would you say? Their tight end one, TE1, is Washington.
Yes. I agree with that.
Look at the snaps. Objectively true now.
Follow the playing time.
TE1 is Darnell Washington.
Do you agree Khan gets an F?
Yeah, I would give him an F.
Donnie? Too harsh?
No, I mean, for today, yeah, he gets an F. If you want to bump it up to...
If Kyle Duggar ends up playing like an all-pro somehow for the last half of the season, I propose bumping it up to like a C-.
I would propose bumping it up to a lot more if that happens, but...
Oh, no, that's like a 1.5 letter grade improvement here.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of today, I mean, it's an F or like incomplete. I mean, he didn't do anything.
By the way, speaking of Kyle Duggar, just as a quick aside to you guys,
yeah.
Steelers always say, Tomlin always says the depth chart is just whatever, but they did formally change their depth chart just now. Jalen Ramsey listed at free, used to be listed at slot. Kyle Duggar listed at strong, and Brandon Echols now your number one guy at slot corner.
And who are listed as your wide receivers?
I think those
Austin
guys
and
actually.
Metcalf?
They just listed Ramsey twice and figured he could figure it out.
No, I'm saying who are wide receivers?
Metcalf? I'm being facetious.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I was just kind of calling to talk about Omar Khan, and it's early to grade him, in my opinion, only because I think this is a stockpile for the draft.
When you don't trade for somebody at the deadline, you don't wait because there's no player to evaluate.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it comes down to the comp picks. With Russell Wilson going down or really getting benched because he's Russell Wilson, they're not getting as much. I think this is a conservative move. I'm not disagreeing that I'm not happy about
it. Did you want them to make a trade today?
Yeah, I was disappointed, but I actually thought it'd be Freiermuth, or I thought it would be.
What do you mean Freiermuth?
Mason Rudolph. What's that?
You thought they were going to trade Pat?
You thought they were going to trade a guy that has scored touchdowns? That has scored three touchdowns in his last two games.
Three tight ends on the roster and Washington.
Yes, they want.
The
yes, they want to make the entire team out of tight ends. You know that. Arthur Smith is their offensive coordinator.
Come on, someone has to have logic in there, right?
What do you mean? Someone has to have logic. Omar Khan's the guy that traded for Jonnu Smith.
Three tight ends. None of you guys were dead on. You guys just said it yourselves. Look, none of them are producing like a number two. So if you're not going to move Pat Freiermuth for a number
Mike,
two,
name
receiver,
one. Who's going to hold on? If they're not if they're not producing like number two wide receiver types, even though that's what the Steelers kind of told people they thought they could be, what team is going to trade you their number two wide receiver type of player for a tight end who's underperformed?
Yeah,
that
good
level?
Point by Chris.
Oh, I thought it was going to require like one of those crazy deals where it'd be like, we're going to move Freiermuth to Green Bay. We're going to acquire a pick there that we would be willing to then use for something really probably.
I don't know.
New
that
Orleans
sounds like off-season trade, man. I mean, that to
if
me
you
seems
traded him to Green
sky.
Bay because Tucker I'm Kraft got hurt. Hold on. If you traded him to Green Bay because Tucker Kraft got hurt, I mean, I jokingly suggested Jonnu to Green Bay for the same reason. You have to get one of their 82 different wide receivers to come back to you. In that deal.
But they wouldn't do that because they're going to have Kraft back next year and they have to deal with, they're not going to not want Jonnu Smith's contract when they have Kraft back there. They're going to want Tyler Kraft to be their number one tight end. Yeah, the Steelers, I mean, look, I heard Joe talking about trading Alex Highsmith today, which, you know, those are fun conversations to have, like, you know, talk amongst friends over a beer stuff. One thing the Steelers were not going to do today was trade guys who they deem starters to other teams. They weren't going to do like a buy-sell move. You know, they didn't want to have to explain to their locker room, hey, we're trying to win this year, but by the way, we just traded a guy that had two sacks and a forced fumble last week. Right.
They were going to trade something that's technically intangible right now, a spot in a draft that hasn't happened yet.
Tony on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, living the dream. Steeler Mondays. And Tuesdays, this is. They're so much better when the Steelers win than they are.
How do you
when
feel
we
about trade deadline? How do you feel about trade deadline Tuesday with everything coming and going and nothing happening on that front?
I still feel top of the North, knocked off the AFC team, and I never thought we needed a wide receiver too. You always need one. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't need one. But at the expense of something else, you keep the eye on the prize.
If the,
we're looking
let me ask
for
you this,
franchise
then.
Quarterback
let me ask
next
you something.
Year.
Let me
Tony,
ask
the
you something.
Picks were a fourth and sixth round pick.
If
that's
it. If the deal breaker was somebody, Jacksonville offered a sixth and you found out the Steelers did not want to throw in an extra sixth, a total of one extra pick, a sixth rounder, to make this deal happen, that Jacoby Myers could have been had for a sixth, what would your reaction be? Because that sounds like what it was.
I have to see what Jacoby Myers does the rest of the year.
Jacoby Myers is an objectively good wide receiver. He's a true wide receiver, too. So I think you know what you're going to get from him, at least his side of it. He's going to be a very professional wide receiver. He's going to get open, and if you throw him the ball and it hits his hands, it's a catch because he doesn't drop the ball.
Is he a lease or a buy?
He's a lease, but we're talking about the price for a lease being the fourth rounder that they reportedly were willing to offer. And then a sixth rounder, which is what actually got it done for Jacksonville.
It's also a lease to buy because you can sign him to an extension in the offseason. It doesn't have to just be a rental. It could be, but it might be more, depending on how it goes.
Perfect complementary type of player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we're ball searchers. You know, forget how many we get. We have to consistently display intent where appropriate. As we talked some last week, sometimes it's not appropriate when you're the first hitter, for example. But we routinely work on when it's appropriate. We have to be ball aware first. We got to be ball searchers second. And when you do those things, you generally get the results that you desire.
Mike Tomlin, we're ball searchers, not trade makers. Ball searchers. That's how I would describe the Steelers on the day the trade deadline comes and goes with nothing. Football Talk presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount. It's the return of Landman, featuring great actors like Billy Bob Thornton from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of the hit show Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton's back. Featuring Academy Award nominees. Is it Demi or Demi Moore? Demi Moore or Demi?
Demi?
Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I always thought Andy Garcia, one of his best roles was the skeezy bad guy casino owner in Ocean's 11. Very underrated part of that movie.
Yeah. I saw it once, not a rewatchable movie for me.
I think that is one of the most rewatchable movies of this century.
Great, you've never seen The Godfather.
What does that have to do with rewatchability of a movie?
It just calls into question your movie takes.
Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption all the way through?
Yes.
Okay.
Tons of times.
Pulp Fiction?
Yes, one of my favorites.
Just making sure. What does constitute a rewatchable movie for you?
Even though you know what's going to happen, you can't wait to see it happen again.
Okay. Interesting.
Brian's in Bethel. He's on the fan. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My thoughts are is I'm glad they didn't jeopardize the future for a rental. The writing's on the wall with the draft in Pittsburgh this upcoming year.
Day three picks jeopardizing the future? I don't get it.
So it's a fourth and a sixth.
So what?
We drafted Aaron Smith in the fourth round, Larry Foote in the fourth round. The writing's on the wall.
They also drafted Dorian Grant in the fourth round. They also drafted a long snapper named Colin Holba in the sixth round.
I mean, they have to get younger. Then why trade for Kyle Duggar and swap sixth and seventh then if those day three picks are so important? Why do that?
We need all the picks. The draft being in Pittsburgh, we're going to want to have a fourth, a sixth. And we got to go get our quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is one hit away from a retirement.
Get our quarterback? Are you aware of the fact that teams that need a quarterback, many of them now have multiple first-round picks? How are we leapfrogging those teams? How are we getting ahead of the Browns? How are we getting ahead of the Jets? Explain to me how we're going to do that with those fourth- and sixth-round picks we got up our rear end. How?
The teams that made the trades have their quarterback for the future. Trevor Lawrence, Sam Darnold. We have a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. We need a young quarterback.
And yeah, you're not drafting that quarterback with a fourth or a sixth,
exactly.
And you're probably not using and you're definitely not using a fourth or a sixth to move up a significant amount in the first round.
Well, we're not going to have 1-1 overall. But, I mean, is this to get a winning season? Does Jacoby Myers make us a Super Bowl team, or does it, get Tomlin his winning record?
I actually like that question a lot, because the thing that has been on my mind the entire time here is for the people that say, you know, like doing what the Steelers did here was the right move or the wrong move. What's the, like, If they don't win a playoff game, okay, like let's start with that. If the Steelers don't win a playoff game this year, I think all the fans out there that are upset that they did nothing can look back at the trade deadline and say, see, here's an example of what they could have done or should have done to put themselves over the hump and didn't. Now, if they go out and win a playoff game without making moves, then they will have been justified in not making any trades. You know, they'll have everything they want and then some.
But what if they lose the
next, the best of both worlds?
What if they lose the next playoff game because their offense goes silent, and then it'll be, well, if you had traded for a wide receiver, you might have had more options in this game.
Maybe, but I feel like most every Steelers fan, I don't want to speak for every single person, but isn't it nearly unanimous that if they win a playoff game, this season was a success?
Yeah,
and they,
I think there are degrees of that.
Accomplished what they set out to do?
There are degrees of that. I think it's an ultra success if they have to go through an Allen or a Mahomes in the first round and they spring an upset, then it's like a two thumbs up, like holy crap. If they go through, fair or not, if they go through, let's say, Bo Nix, I don't feel like people will be as impressed.
I would just say to Brian about, you know, like, well, you know, you've got to be mindful of next year. What's this all in service of? You know, just to continue Mike's streak of winning seasons? Well, if that's your way of thinking, then you shouldn't want Aaron Rodgers to play.
Should be right? Will Howard time as soon as possible.
Or Mason, or even Mason.
Well, Mason was 3-0 the last time we saw him playing.
Like, you know. if you really think the Steelers are, like, absolutely 100%, it's a dead end. In this season, nothing good can come out of it.
You should be mad that they're even 5-3 right now. You should be hoping that they're 0-8.
And lose games to set themselves up for next year's draft.
Well, then you're 1-1, exactly. And you can do whatever the hell you want.
Here's Dan in North Huntington. Hello, Dan.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm definitely with you. I would have to give him an F, and it's a shame because I'm a big Omar Khan fan, but... Now, Cincinnati is terrible. Joe Burrow is not going to be back until December. Baltimore has dug themselves a hole like we've never seen before. So they had a chance to really kind of put the boots to the rest of the division, and they didn't do that. And the Myers trade is especially maddening because a 4-6, yeah, I absolutely would have done that. Don't know why they couldn't bring themselves to pull the trigger. I don't understand the logic, but it's definitely disappointing.
The only other thing I can come up with on it is, and I've said this months ago to you, is maybe Mark Davis just didn't want to help the Steelers, which sounds like a silly thing to say, but he's also a guy that travels 3 hours to get his hair cut in a bowl cut pattern and reads the newspaper at P.F. Chang's every day and wears pleather jackets to every game. Like, he's 60 that, going
that's
on
just
12.
That's just a theory of yours, not something that somebody on the inside suggested to you.
But I could see him, like, thinking like his old man and being like, I'd take the lesser deal just to not help out an ancient rival.
I mean, I would say back to that, like, man, that would mean Mark Davis is a real dumbass, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah. Thank you.
You think he moved him to Vegas specifically because it would cut down his haircut travel time in half? He's like, yeah, I had offers elsewhere, but man, it's so much closer to Palm Springs.
Here is, why not pay that guy to just move to Vegas? You're worth so much money.
Oh, I think the trip is half the fun for Mark Davis. Yeah, you're going to cut my hair and make me look like that Prince Valiant idiot from the Sunday Funnies, I like the drive.
He puts on like Fish.
Yeah, he's just probably listens. Like jamming out. He's like got the whole Grateful Dead. He's probably calling radio shows on his way down. Hey, I'm Mark on the road.
But not sports shows. He's calling
the Quiet Storm on somebody, you know, like some like niche radio channel. He's calling public access radio. Hey, this is Mark. I want to talk about the budget referendum.
Here's Brad in Punxsutawney. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, let's start off with Omar Khan. Definitely gets an F for his lack of doing anything today. The Steelers have been very fortunate this year to be where they're at 5-3. They had a 60-yard field goal bail them out of a win over a terrible Jets teams. You're not going to rely on, you know, 10 turnovers between the Patriots and the Colts like we got, yet we're still in a position to upgrade ourselves, get a number two receiver, and we sit and hold pat. A 4th and a 6th was nothing. And I don't care if the draft's in Pittsburgh next year or on the moon. That doesn't dictate to you what you're going to make your moves for. The team needed a number two receiver, and they dropped the ball. And I don't want to hear the excuses from the organization at the end of the year, because they had an opportunity and they chose to do nothing.
Thanks, Brad. Of all the guys now that are tasked with filling that spot, now that the trade didn't come, who do you have the most confidence in? Austin.
It's still Austin.
Wilson, MVS.
It's still probably Austin, because I think my main question with him actually is health. I mean, in their offense, I think if he's healthy, he's a perfectly acceptable number two receiver.
Really? See, I think he's a nice three.
No. In their offense. In any other offense, yeah, he's a three, and he's a really good one. But in the way they want to use him, he's maybe getting five targets a game, and you hope he catches three or four, and he gets 45, 50 yards. I think he can do that. The question is, when Calvin Austin gets hit, can he prevent his body from disintegrating?
I guess I'm going to hold out hope for MVS that he finds the fountain of youth like he did with the Saints last year.
Tomlin sort of said it. We're going to see how he runs, if he physically, how his conditioning is or whatever, and how he is learning. I don't even think the learning part matters. Hey, MVS, here are your routes. Go ball, lined up to the left of the formation. Go ball, lined up to the right of the formation. Go ball, out of the slot.
Chris, not you, but another Chris brought up a good point on Twitter. If the Steelers do sign Asante Samuel Jr., would that make you feel better about what happened today? I would say yes. I mean, it still doesn't solve the wide receiver two problem, but it would be adding another possible capable body.
I mean, how,
at corner where I don't how think is that very
any
deep.
How is that any like less of a risk or less of a lottery ticket than MVS?
Because MVS has already gone somewhere else this year and not played well. That's what I would say. Back to that.
When did Samuel get cleared?
I think this week is what Schefter said.
I think he had, the same neck surgery Peyton Manning had?
26 years old.
Man, I don't know. That seems like a real throw a penny in the fountain and hope kind of deal.
Man, remember that game he had? You want to talk about an all-time giveth-taketh game. Remember him in that Jags-Chargers playoff game? He had two or three picks in the first half?
I think he had three picks.
And then I think he got smoked the entire second half of that game. While Al Michaels and Tony Dungy were falling asleep on that game. You want to talk about
one of the great comebacks in NFL history.
Yeah, you know what? Dungy's like, wow, that was really good.
Yeah, Tone. I was at my neighbor's house. We were having like a poker night or something, and we're all sitting there noting that the broadcast, because we had the volume on the TV, like, are these guys aware that the game is getting close?
Tyler's next. Hello, Ty.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hello.
Man, I know it's not his job by title, but I just feel like this is a Mike Tomlin move to stay safe and not risk the picks. We're 5-3. He's comfortable with the lead. Just like you never trust him in a game with the lead, you got to be up by three touchdowns. Otherwise, his conservatism can always blow up a lead. I think we missed the mark. We should have made a move. We're wasting what could be a really good offense.
I'm gonna disagree with you. I think if there's somebody here who put his fingers on the scale here,
Art.
It's Art. Yeah.
We're having the draft here.
Think about the draft. Yeah. If I had to guess, I mean, I'm not saying that happened.
I mean, Mike would be, even by his standards of, we know he fibs during his pressers, he would have been really laying it on thick to have said what he said today, all the while being the guy going, I gotta say, whoa, not Sikkim. I think it's absolutely, if it's anybody, it would be Art going, is that really a good...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. How do you give Omar Khan something other than an F at the trade deadline? 412-928-9370. Steelers did nothing today. Take a couple more calls, then we'll get to another PM team name game. Here is John in the car. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. Sure. I appreciate it. So I hope that, and I forgive me if what I'm about to say was said earlier, and I hope that what I'm about to say didn't play any role in our lack of movement at the deadline, but could the defensive performance in the last game, which admittedly I think was otherworldly, could it have played any role whatsoever in our lack of movement at the deadline?
Insofar as it was like fool's gold? That, Like, they just got so seduced by it that they felt like they didn't need offensive help. Hey, look, our defense we spent $160 million on was great, so that'll carry us.
Precisely. And Tomlin's hubris. Once again, look at what my defense has done. And I'm saying, quote unquote, my defense, because let's be honest.
Well, here's what I would
believe that it is his.
So, well, it is his defense. But here's where I guess I would differ. Mike, after the game, mm-hmm. I thought, just like Rodgers ripped the offense and said, we've got to be better even after a win, I thought Mike was unusually forthright about the fact that, like, the defense still had plenty to work on, and you're not always going to get all those turnovers and flip a game that way, even for a guy who loves turnovers. I didn't think he was, like, overly thumping his chest after that game, and he probably could have, given all the havoc that they created.
You know, I think that's fair, but I think he talks out of both sides of his mouth just about
sure.
daily, so
agreed.
I never know what to believe whenever he says anything.
I agree. Thank you.
Do you buy any of what caller suggested there, Pony?
I think they could have a higher opinion of themselves coming out of that game, so the idea that they need to make a deal is kind of a less dire or less desperate situation.
But I think specifically they would have to have a higher opinion of any of the following people. Austin?
No.
Wilson?
No, definitely no.
I guess I still have to say Scotty Miller, even though he's banged up, Skowronek, and then MVS.
MVS is the wild card in this. You want to talk about what he says at the press conference being BS, he basically made the guy sound like he's a has-been.
Made him sound like he's a jobber.
Yep.
But I think that's all lies. I think Aaron Rodgers lobbied for it, and I think Aaron Rodgers got what he wanted, and I think Aaron Rodgers, who Mike respects enormously, has probably convinced them that as long as MVS can run, Aaron Rodgers can turn
He'll
him into a useful player.
Rob is in West Mifflin. Let's get his 2 cents. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas, man. Yeah, he gets the F for this, man. You can't stand Pat. I watch a lot of football. I know y'all do, too. We arguably probably got the worst, I don't know, supporting cast after DK Metcalf in the league. This is crazy. They're not trying to win no championship because you're supposed to go all in. Listen, picks are like prospects to me in baseball. They mean nothing. I'll trade some picks in a minute for some proven commodities, man.
And we weren't even talking about premium picks. We were talking about
day three lottery tickets, which I'm not trying to denigrate anyone who calls in and says this, but I think it's a human nature and a fan human nature thing if you are on the side of got to keep the picks to only cite the good fourth and the good sixth rounders and not the legions of forgettable either never wases or barely made it's. That happen.
All right, let's do this quick then. And then we'll get to Nelly here for the PM team name game. Steelers, fourth round picks under Tomlin. Let's see how many of them were good. Let's see what they really wanted to cling to and hold on to.
Let's go.
In order to not make
07.
That trade. I'll go all the way back to 07 when he got here. Thumbs up or thumbs down for you guys. Keep track. Ready?
Okay.
Daniel Sepulveda, fourth round pick.
Down.
Down.
0 for 1. Ryan McBean, defensive
down.
Tackle.
Down for 2.
0 for 2. Tony Hills.
Down.
0 for 3.
0 for 3. Thaddeus Gibson.
0 for
down.
4.
0 for 4. Cortez Allen.
Still, I think down.
I'm going to say thumbs up on that
I'll
one.
Give him an up.
Okay.
I got outvoted.
That's what, kind
of 1 for
them.
5. We're 1 for 5.
Here's a classic. Alameda Tiamu.
Thumb all over the place. Is he, you know, like his SUV.
1 for 6.
Down.
Landry Jones. 1 for 7. Shamarco Thomas. 1 for 8.
He should count as 2, being he was so bad.
You're doing that because I'm decked out in Syracuse gear?
Maybe.
Martavis Bryant, good, 2 for 9.
By the way, didn't they sign make a freshman walk-on lacrosse recruit play quarterback
they
last
did,
week?
And it didn't go well. Doran Grant, never even played, 2 for 10. Gerald Hawkins.
2 for 11.
2 for 11. Josh Dobbs, you know what? I'll
Pastrnak
say good pick.
Pastrnak gets one. 3 for 12.
3 for 12.
Batting 25% here.
Benny Snell football. 3 for 13.
Jeez.
Booger McFarlane.
3 for 14.
Kevin Dotson. I'll say good.
No, I'm going to say bad because they misevaluated him. It pisses me off
traded
that he's
him
a
before
useful
he was
player.
Really good.
Yeah. No,
okay,
that's
so
a,
what's
that's
that?
X.
3 for 15?
Yeah. That one makes me actually more mad than almost
okay,
all the rest.
Okay, this one has to be good even though you hate him. Dan Moore. 4 for 16. He was a starting left tackle. Buddy Johnson, no, 4 for 17.
They really went hard at Texas A&M that year.
You're better off with Buddy Guy.
Calvin Austin.
Buddy Hall. Well.
Calvin Austin, I'd say good, 5 for 18. Nick Herbig, good, 6 for 19. Mason McCormick, good. 7 for 21. And then Jack Sawyer looking good.
For
so they've lately they've done really well with their fourth round picks.
If you want to be generous, you can say 5 of their last 6 have been good or trending good.
Yes.
They started off whiff, 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 hit, whiff, 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 hit, whiff, 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 up until these last several.
All right, Donnie, cue the music.
That was just fourth rounders. We could have done sixth too, Pony. Those are really bad, except for AB, who everyone uses to run cover for sixth round picks everywhere.
Time for a PM team name game. Here's how it works. Earlier today, an Odyssey Pittsburgh staff member picked out two categories. We'll go around the room on those categories until someone answers incorrectly. The person runs out of answers, or we run the table and get all the answers right.
We've still never run the table. I'm in a horrible headspace after losing twice last week. The standings are this. You want to have the fewest number of losses. I have 16 because I'm a moron. Donnie has 13 because he's less dumb. And Pony, because he's a polymath who won't tell me and Donnie his SAT scores because he's embarrassed that he probably got a perfect, is in first place with 11.
Nelly, today's first topic.
Steelers wide receivers with 2,000 or more career yards. So what we can also, I mean, if we want to do Steelers pass catchers with 2,000 yards.
Good point.
And they have to have 2,000 with the Steelers.
2,000 with, yeah. So essentially the Steelers all-time receiving list, 2,000 or more. There are 36 names.
Okay. Malsey?
Hines Ward.
Hines Ward. Yeah, number one.
Why did Deontay Johnson just pop into my head first?
Yeah, number nine.
Antonio Brown.
Number two.
Wallace. Mike Wallace.
Yes.
Heath Miller.
Yeah.
How many are there? 36.
36 of these.
What's the yardage barrier?
2,000.
John Stallworth.
Yep.
Swan.
Swan, yes.
Lewis Lips.
Yep.
Plexico Burris.
Yes, sir.
Yancey Thigpen.
Yes, sir.
2,000, you said?
Yeah. 2,000 or more as a Steeler. Yes, sir.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Yes.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders, yes.
Ooh, he did?
2030.
Wow! Oh, man!
34 out of 36.
I was worried about that one.
Boy, I thought I was going to kind of sneak away with one there and not have to, like, not have to do too much heavy lifting on this. I really thought maybe you had bitten off a little more than you could chew. All right, let me get my bearings then. Hold on. We've counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Steelers
11,
wide receivers with career 2,000 or more yards. PM team name game.
We've gotten one third of the way there. I'm not going to go there yet.
I got a name in my head, and I'm going to guess it next, and if I lose on it, so be it.
Oh,
actually,
no.
Wait, no, maybe not him. I'm going to start your clock.
Charles Johnson.
Charles Johnson, yeah, he's on air. He's on air. 3,400 flat. 17th on the list.
Comfy. You know what? I'm going to say Freiermuth.
Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, no.
F-R-E.
No.
I-E-R-M-U-T-H. F-R-E-I-E-R-M-U-T-H.
Not coming up.
Yes! Let's go!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh,
I'm shocked by.
Yes!
I was counting years off of my fingers going 22, 23, 24.
No, that was dumb.
Yes, done!
Wait a minute.
We won!
Pro Football Reference says 2,417.
Done! We lost!
Oh, you know what? All right, I'm sorry. I did
Joel
mess it up.
Again, okay. Man!
All right, yeah, he's on here. I did IE. I forgot the first E.
I spelled it twice on the air!
You guys thought you had me.
Oh, you... Oh. God, this makes me...
Joel, this is like the fifth time this has happened. Yeah. If we got to call Finley in early from midnight duty.
Oh, wow.
Joel, you're such a nice person. I don't want to get mad at you, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, should. Yes, I know I should.
Unbelievable. I'll go with Martavis Bryant.
I hope.
Bryant. On the list, 37.
Oh, God.
He missed. Okay.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! No way!
1917. Yes! Number 37 on the list.
All right, Joel, you're
sorry,
gone.
Sorry, Don.
You're
no, gone. I'm not capping, dude.
Oh, I'm not capping. God.
On the list. Oh, 37th. You missed.
What a reversal there.
Mulsey just stressed free through it all.
I had one other name I was positive about, which
you
was Santonio.
You got hosed here. I'm looking at Holmes. Donnie.
Holmes had to be on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 14th on the list. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This guy. I can't tell if it's an act or if it's for real with him.
I mean, I'd be livid. And it's mainly because Donnie and I hate seeing you win anything.
Well, I mean, it's only like the seventh or eighth time where Joel has screwed up, where Pony has seemingly gotten one wrong.
God, I was getting, after Holmes, I was going to get desperate enough to go with Franco, and he would have qualified.
Really?
Franco had 2,287 yards.
I had Ernie Mills in my head. Would he have made it?
He was another one. Hold on. I had Ernie come up too.
He was last. Wow. He would have just at the end.
Toddy, you got screwed.
What about Randall L?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to guess no on that.
He would have made it 28th on the list.
Yeah,
I can't tell from his tone.
Ernie Mills had 2,003 yards.
He made the list. 1,900 yards. That's less. You lost.
All right, Joel, let's just move on and screw me again.
How about Dwight Hands of Stone would have made it?
Next.
Anyway.
Bend me over here.
What do we have?
U.S. presidents from the 1800s. Now, there's one from the 1700s.
Who straddled into?
1800s and okay. 1800s and 19. So I will count those.
They're both
two.
Counting.
Go ahead, okay. Don.
How many do we have here to
there
to go
are,
with?
I think, 23.
Go ahead, Don.
Active year for active century for presidents. 1800s?
Yeah. Abe
Bagoda.
Lincoln.
Yes.
You got to check that spelling?
No comment.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes, sir.
Well, now I'm just in that mode. Andrew Johnson, who got impeached.
Andrew.
He sucked. He's right, though.
Yes.
He was a terrible president.
Who'd you say there?
Andrew Johnson.
Big Andy Johnson. The Big Johnson.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Please tell me you're not ODI.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He was a big Lincoln guy.
Yeah. What about, like, Chet Arthur? Was he was 1800s.
Chester A. Arthur.
Yes, sir.
All right. Andrew Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to guess that the guy that's 17 into the 1800s is Jefferson.
This guy preceded Jefferson. So Jefferson is on the list, but Jefferson
God.
Was not the...
Wait, so is it right or wrong?
Jefferson is on the list, but not the specific criteria you were trying to match.
So he lost!
No, he's in.
He's on
the list,
1800s.
But the one from 1790
The 17 to 18 yeah. straddle that, he is not Jefferson.
That okay. guy preceded Jefferson.
So if you
Jefferson.
Know the guy who was before Jefferson, you've got like a free space here.
I wouldn't trust him, Donnie.
I don't trust Joel any further than I can throw him.
Right now, you want to throw him pretty damn far.
I agree.
How about Millie Fillmore?
Yeah.
Millie Fillmore.
How about, give me Big Jimbo Buchanan.
Yes.
John Quincy Adams.
Yes, sir.
We're doing presidents of the 1800s and...
On election day, no less.
On election day, there's 23, including the one who straddled 1700s into 18 and 18
we
into 19.
So far.
We have 9 of the 23 so far. 1800s presidents.
John Tyler.
Tyler, yes.
Still has, I believe, living relatives.
I love saying that.
I know. Well, it's just... I mean, he was getting it in really late in life, and then there's like father, like son, man.
This topic was made for Malzy.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say Van Buren.
The Van Buren boys.
Yes, sir.
MVS to MVB.
He threw up their secret hand signal.
Calhoun, John Calhoun.
He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't a
president.
Hurry up. Get someone else.
Get somebody else.
You corrected yourself.
Yeah. Well, you let corrected you like the spelling, yourself. Like the spelling bee. You said it. I'm not going to hold you to that. See, you got like a lifeline here where maybe you did not warrant one.
Oh, come on, Don.
Jimmy Madison.
Any yes. relation to Sam Madison, NFL DB?
Monroe.
Oh, crap. You guys stole both?
Yes, sir.
How about Big Grover Cleveland?
Big GC.
Yes, sir.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We have 8 left.
And it's back on Donnie.
So wait, going back to Jefferson, what was the clarification
he
there?
He said the guy before him counts
because he straddled the centuries. So if you know who the second president of the United States was, you're
John
set.
Adams.
Yes, sir. Way to go.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Garfield.
You sounded like our old boss, Jim Gracie, there.
Ah, man. Ah, Garfield. Ah. I feel like I might be getting close to out of this, man. Who would have been before him?
We have 17 of these named. We have 6 presidents left. And I know somehow, some way.
I'm going to get one.
You're going to get one. Donnie is going to pull one so far out of his ass, I can't believe it. And then I'm going to be left holding the bag like I always am.
I think you're safe here, Chris.
No, because that wouldn't be right.
Donnie. He's like a stagehand right now. He's got 2 big old sandbags, and that's what he's doing right now.
Tippecanoe and Tyler 2 is in my head, and you used that bastard. Wait. Tyler. Taylor? Taylor.
Can you get the first name, or are we...
I've said, like, a couple last name onlys,
Taylor.
So I feel like it's fair.
Yeah, Zachary Taylor.
Bengals head coach.
Did anybody say Polk?
Yep.
Jimmy Polk.
Good one, Don. That's a great one.
Prez Polk.
Very underrated president, old Polk. Polk did some big things. Mulls?
Yeah, I know. It's my turn.
I feel like Mulsey's running on empty, as Jackson Brown used to say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.